From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Tuesday said his visit to the White House underscored strong bilateral relations. President Donald Trump underscored their mutual interest in combating terrorism.
Today we face a new enemy in the fight against terrorism, and again we seek to face this threat together. The Turkish people have faced horrible terrorist attacks. We offer our compassion to the victims, and we offer our support to the Turkish nation.
Mr. Trump vowed U.S. support in the fight against groups like Islamic State and the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Through an interpreter, Mr. Erdogan was upbeat about what he called the U.S.-Turkey strategic partnership.
We are determined to expand our relations, and I believe my current official visit to the United States will mark a historical turn of tide. Whether it be throughout our bilateral discussions, whether it be the discussions that we shall have between the delegations, I think we are going to enjoy some further gains in terms of the future of our relations.
But he cautioned the PKK and YPG Kurdish militia in Syria, which the U.S. announced it will arm against Islamic State, will never be accepted and have no future in the region. Violence in Central African Republic has prompted thousands to flee. Dozens have reportedly been killed in days of attacks targeting UN peacekeepers and Muslims in the border city of Bangosu, as well as the towns of Alindao and Bria by Christian anti-Balaka militia. At least six UN peacekeepers have been killed. Ravina Shamdasani is a spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
The High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zeid Raad al-Hussein, is gravely alarmed over the expanding attacks by armed groups against the civilian population in several parts of the Central African Republic in recent months.
She said ethnic and economic tensions are also part of the unrest that has largely been viewed as a sectarian clash since a 2013 coup toppled Muslim President Francois Bozizé. This is VOA News.